The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Prayer and the Lord's Move. This is from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference, Prayer and the Lord's Move. The title of Week 1 is The Significance of Prayer, the Principle of Prayer, and the Prayer Ministry of the Church. Week 1, Day 5, and our Morning Nourishment. Acts 1 through 14 says, "These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer." And Acts 12 through 5, "So then Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer was being made fervently by the church to God concerning him." How do we bind what God intends to bind? How do we lose what God intends to loose? The Lord's answer is to ask in harmony. This is the meaning of prayer, and this is the prayer of the body. The highest point of our working together with God is to ask in one accord for God to accomplish what He intends to accomplish. This is from the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, page 9. Now today's reading. We need the prayer meeting of the church. We need the saints to pray individually, and we need all the saints to come together and pray at least once a week. The prayer meetings are for the carrying out of the prayer ministry of the church. This was an excerpt from the Three Crucial Matters for the Increase and Building Up of the Church, Begetting, Nourishing, and Teaching, pages 45 to 46. The church is God's chosen vessel. God has placed His will in this vessel so that it will declare God's will on earth. When the earth wants something, heaven also wants it. When the church wants something, God also wants it. Hence, if God's demand is rejected in the church, God will not be able to accomplish what He wants to accomplish in heaven. When the church prays, it is like turning on the tap. The more the tap is turned, the less the pressure becomes. If the church does not pray, it is like a tap being turned off with pressure building up. When God wants to accomplish something, He puts a burden in a brother, sister, or the whole church. If the church prays and fulfills its duty, it will feel relieved. What then is the prayer ministry of the church? It is God telling the church what He wants to do, and the church praying on earth what God wants to do. This prayer is not asking God to accomplish what we want Him to do, but asking God to accomplish what He Himself wants to do. Brothers and sisters, the church's responsibility is to declare God's will on earth. On earth, the church declares for God, "This is what I want." If the church fails in this matter, it will not be of much use in God's hand. Even if everything else is good, it will not be of much use if it fails in this matter. The greatest use of the church lies in the fact that it stands for God's will to be done on earth. God wants to do many things on earth today, but He must have the church stand on His side before He can accomplish these things through the church. God cannot do what He wants to do by Himself. He has to do it with the cooperation of the church. The church is the means through which God expresses Himself. Let me repeat. The church is like a water tap. If the tap is small, the amount of water flowing through the tap will not be great, even if there is as much water as the Yangtze River. God truly wants to work in heaven, but He has to wait for the earth to move before He can work. There are many things that God wants to bind in heaven, and there are many things that God wants to loose in heaven. God wants to see many people, objects, and things contrary to Him bound. And He wants to see many spiritual, valuable, beneficial, and holy things that are of Him loosed. The question is whether or not there are men on earth to bind what God wants to bind and loose what God wants to loose. He wants the earth to control heaven. God wants the church to control heaven. The ministry of the church is to bring the will in heaven to earth. By prayer on earth, prayer is not as small and insignificant as some may think. It is not something that is dispensable. Prayer is a work. Prayer is the church saying to God, God, we want your will. Prayer is the church knowing God's heart and opening its mouth to ask for what is in God's heart. If the church does not do this, it does not have much use on earth. This was from Watchman Nee, The Prayer Ministry of the Church, pages 16 through 17, 14 through 15, and page 13. The further reading, The Practical and Organic Building Up of the Church, chapter 9. Lessons for New Believers, Lesson 7.